我们开始先有一个祷告。
Before we begin, let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
就像诗歌所唱的一样。
Just like what we sang.
我们活着乃是要来敬拜你。
That we live to worship you.
主，当我们来到你面前的时候。
As we come to your presence.
主，我们就祈求你照着你自己的应许，主，你与我们同在。
May you come to be with us according to your promise.
主，我们也求你把你自己的话，主啊，能够印在我们每个人的心中。
May you also imprint your word in our heart.
主，当我们来听你自己话的时候。
As we listen to you.
主，我求你真的是借着圣灵敞开我们的心。
May you through the Holy Spirit open up our hearts.
让你的话能够种在我们的心里，能够结出果实来。
That your words may be planted in our hearts and bear fruits unto you.
除非你做工，主啊，真的人的话不能打动人。
Unless you work, then man's word will have no effect.
主，我们求你自己的灵在我们中间工作。
May you, Lord, may your spirit be among us today.
主，我们也求你真的越过我们的软弱。
May you overcome our weaknesses.
让我们真的靠着你给我们的恩典，主，我们能够来为你来传讲。
That by your grace we may preach the word.
主，我们感谢你。
We thank you.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we ask.
Amen.
Amen.
在我们开始之前，我放一段两分半的一个 video。
I have a 2.5 minutes video to show you before I speak。
这是很短的一个 video， 大家可以先看一下。
This is a short video。
有声音的。可以啊，可以。或者你放大声点，应该可以听到。如果电脑能不能放出来？能够把那个话筒放在那边。对。对。
我们关掉这个吧。
要关掉这个吗？这图像不是非常清楚，但是可以看得见。 OK， 一共就这么长。有没有人看过这个视频？哦、oh, ，Good。
Anyone have seen this before?
George 看过，好几个看过。这个视频呢是名字叫 Stop and Listen to the Music， 就是停下来听音乐，听这个。
I say stay for a while and listen to the music。
它是在2007年是华盛顿邮报，他请了一个拉小提琴的，然后去做一个社会调查。
It was the Washington Post that invited a famous violinist to do a special performance.
他呢就请了这个人呢，在纽约在那个华盛顿 DC 的地铁站里面，他一共拉了六首巴赫的曲子。
And he was in this subway and played about eight songs by Bach.
他一共演奏了大概45分钟左右的时间。
He played for nearly 45 minutes.
那我想如果你是搞音乐，你可能知道这个拉小提琴的这个小提琴家。
If you know, if you enjoy violin music, you know who he is.
他名字叫 Joshua Bell.
He's actually Joshua Bell.
他可以说是世界顶尖的一个小提琴手。
In a sense, he's one of the top violinists in the world.
而且他用的小提琴呢是价值350万美元的小提琴。
And His violin actually cost about $3.5 million.
在他演奏的45分钟的里面
，So in that 45 minutes of performance，
大概呢有2000个人从这个地铁站里走过。
About 2,000 people walk past him.
刚才我们在那个里面看见过哈，但是呢只有6个人停下来听他在那边演奏。
But only 6 people actually stay back and listen to him play.
有的人他可能就是匆匆而过，他也不知道到底谁在那边拉，谁在那边。表演。
Many people just walk past in a hurry. They do not know who was playing and what he was playing.
那一共呢有大概有20个人给了他钱。
And only about 20 people actually gave some money to him.
最后呢他收到了45分钟，他收了$32。
So in that 45 minutes, he collected $32.
你要知道说在2天之前，他在 Boston 有个演出。
And 2 days ago, he actually had a performance in Boston.
所有的门票呢一售而空。
Actually, all the tickets were sold.
而且如果你要在剧院里面听他演奏同样的曲子呢，每个人平均你要花大概$200。
And if you want to be in the theater listening to him playing in solo, you actually pay about $200 to listen to him.
所以在最后呢，《华盛顿邮报》呢，他就得出了这样一个结论。
So Washington Post has this conclusion.
他说，当世界上最好的音乐家。
Even the best musician in the world,
用世界上最好的乐器
and the best musical instrument in the world,
来演奏世界上最优美的乐曲的时候
and to play the most beautiful music in the world,
如果我们连停下来倾听一下的时间都没有的话
if we don't even have time to stay and listen for a while,
那在我们匆匆而过的人生的里面
so in our life that is hurried away,
那我们又错过了多少其他的东西
then what else have we missed that was great?
我想我们今天早上讲到说，我们营会的主题是纷繁世界听主声音。
So we knew that the theme for this conference is listen to Jesus in the noisy world.
我们的主是比这个刚才这个音乐家更伟大的创造的主。
We know that our Lord is the greatest creator, even much greater than the magician we mentioned just now.
当我们的主在那里说话的时候
，When the Lord is speaking,
我们有没有听见呢
？Do we listen to him?
那也许有人会说，那我怎么样才能听到神的声音呢
？And some of you may ask, how can I listen to the Lord's word?
有没有人听见过神跟你讲话？能不能举个手
？Anyone has heard God speaking to you personally?
只有很少几个人。
Only very few people.
所以我想你们来对了。
So you came to the right place.
因为我们这个主题就是如何来倾听主的声音。
Because our theme is how to listen to the Lord Jesus' voice.
所以我盼望在3天的时间里面，真的主能够对你来说话。
Hopefully in these 3 days, God can speak to you.
那我想真的主是一个喜欢说话的神。
The Lord is one who likes to speak.
我记得上次二月份我们 Auburn 有一次受浸。
In February, we had a baptism in Auburn.
那我们跟一个姊妹她受浸，我们跟她谈话。
And there was sisters, we spoke to one sister as she was prepared to be baptized.
然后她就跟我们说，她说她到现在刚还有一个疑惑。
She said until now, she still had a doubt.
她说神怎么这么厉害？他说：“怎么我们这么多人祷告，他都可以同时来听呢
？”She said that how could God be so powerful that so many people are praying and He can listen to everyone.
那同样也是一样，如果世界上有这么多基督徒的话，
And in the same way, we say that if the world has so many Christians,
那他怎么可以同时向我们这么多人来说话呢？
How could he speak to all of us at the same time?
那主会不会对我们说话？
So can the Lord speak to us?
我想当然会。
Surely he can.
要不然我们怎么能够来了解我们这位主呢？
Otherwise, how can we know him?
从圣经的里面我们知道神是一个喜欢说话的神。
So from the Bible we knew that God is a God who loves to speak.
如果你翻开创世纪第一章的话，
If you open Genesis chapter 1,
它里面有11次讲到神说，
And 11 times it says God, and God said.
因为神的话里面带着能力，带着权柄。
Because in his word there is power.
他一说话的时候事情就成就。
And when he speaks,Things become come into being.
我们知道，当神创造亚当夏娃之后
，And when God after created Adam and Eve,
就把他们放在伊甸园的里面。
He put them in the Garden of Eden.
并且神跟他们有交通，有来往。
And God had fellowship with them. God talks to them.
但是当人犯罪堕落以后
，But when man sinned,
那神和人之间的关系就断绝了。
The relationship between God and man was terminated.
人也渐渐的远离神，慢慢的背逆神。
And God and man became stray away from God and rebel against God.
甚至人也不听神借着人的良心对人所说的话。
And man no longer listen to in their conscience to the words that God spoke to them.
但是我们看见神却没有离弃人。
But God did not desert man.
我们看见神借着呼召亚伯拉罕，他带出了一个民族，带出了一个国家。
Through calling Abraham, he brought out a nation.A race of people.
他让亚伯拉罕能够来为他做见证。
That Abraham can bear testimony for him.
他不仅对亚伯拉罕、对以撒、对雅各说话。
Not only he's speaking to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
我们看见在圣经里面，他也对摩西说话。
In the Bible, it shows that he spoke to Moses as well.
我们看到在利未记第一章的时候。
And Leviticus chapter 1.
当摩西在那按照神的命令建完这个会幕以后
，After Moses finished the tabernacle according to God's commandments，
在利未记第一章第一节里面就讲到说，神从会幕里呼叫摩西。
In Leviticus chapter 1 verse 1 now the Lord called to Moses，
好像神已经迫不及待要去跟摩西说话
，As if God is can't wait to speak to Moses，
好像赶紧说摩西快来快来，我要跟你说话。
He said to Moses, "Come here, and I want to speak to you."
而且我们从以色列人的历史我们知道
And from the Israelites history we knew that
神常常借着先知去向以色列人说话
God always speak to the prophets speak to the people through the prophets
当以色列人他们犯罪远离神的时候
When the Israelites sinned against God and departed from God
神就差遣先知去告诉他们要回转来归向神
God sent the prophets to them asked them to repent to come back to God
但是我们看见以色列人常常他们应着景象他们不肯回转
But the Israelites always hardened their neck hardened their heart and did not listen
那我们知道旧约的最后一个先知是马拉基
And we know that the last prophet in the Old Testament was Malachi.
神差遣马拉基去向以色列人说话。
God sent Malachi to speak to the people of Israel.
但是以色列人不仅不听，还在那边跟神在顶嘴。
But the Israelites not only not listening, but also still arguing with God.
最后神就不说话。
In the end, God stopped speaking to them.
好像一个父亲，好像孩子一直不听话，他就不说了。
As if like a child is disobedient and the father stops speaking to the disobedient child.
那神一沉默就沉默了大概400年的时间。
So when God became silent, he was silent for 400 years.
400年之后，我们听见有一个声音在旷野里呼喊说。
And after 400 years, we heard a voice speaking in the wilderness.
说看哪，神的羔羊是除去世人罪孽。
And he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world."
神好像是一个很慈爱的一个老父亲。
So God is like a dear heavenly father.
虽然他的孩子不听话
even though his children not listening to him,
但是因为爱的缘故
but because of love,
神始终都没有放弃
God did not desert them.
他以前是借着先知向以色列人说话
In the past, he spoke to the people of Israel through the prophets.
但是现在他就借着他的儿子亲自的向我们说话
Now he speaks to us personally through his son.
就像希伯来书第一章第一节里面讲
，Like Hebrews chapter one verse one，
神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们。
In the past, God has spoke in various by various means through the prophets to the people, but now today he will speak to us through his son.
所以从创世纪一直到现在。
So from the creation of the world until now,
神都没有停止说话。
God has not stopped speaking to us.
我们的神他是一个喜欢说话的神。
So our God is a God who loves to speak.
那也许有人说，那为什么我听不见呢？
Then some may ask, but how come I cannot listen? I cannot hear him.
啊，现在中文有一个词很流行，叫任性。
In Chinese, there is a very famous word called
任性。就是你想干什么就干什么。
Stubborn or willful. That whatever you want to do, you just do.
因为如果没有神跟你说话，你就可以很任性，你爱干什么就干什么。
Because if God is not speaking to you, then you can be willful and do whatever you like to do.
但是我们知不知道，如果我们不听神的话的后果是什么呢？
But what is the result of not listening to God?
我想我们很多人都读过四世纪。
Many of us had read the books in Judges.
我们知道在四世纪的那时候是以色列人光景最黑暗、最堕落，也是最悲惨的时候。
We know that in the day of Judges, it was the most horrible and darkest day of the life of the people of Israel.
我想我们真的没有人喜欢跑到那个时候的那个四世纪的时候，我们去做一个以色列人。
We do not really want to, if we can travel back in time to be a person in the time of Judges.
那为什么以色列人他们会落到当时的那样一个悲惨的光景呢？
So how could the people of Israel fallen into such a terrible place?
在四世纪的最后一句话给了我们一个答案。
In the last verse of the book of Judges has given us a clue.
他说那时候以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
He said in those days there were no king in Israel.Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
因为他们不把神当作他们的王。
Because they do not treat God as their king.
而且他们不听神让对他们的话。
So they are not listening to what God is speaking to them.
在英文的里面，任意而行是讲到说他们照着他们自己喜欢的去做。
So in the English translation, saying that they just do whatever they like to do.
所以他们就落到了当时那样一个黑暗、一个悲惨的光景。
Therefore, they've fallen into a very dark and terrible situation.
所以我想，就像我们今天开车来营地一样。
Just like today, we are driving to the campsite.
如果你不知道这个地址的话
，if you do not know the address,
我想你肯定会用 GPS.
I'm sure some of you will use the GPS.
那有没有人会说，哎，我就不听 GPS， 我跟着我的感觉走，我想怎么开就怎么开。
Is there any of you say I won't listen to my GPS? I just drive wherever I like to go.
那我想你今天也不会坐在这里。
Then I'm sure you will not be able to get here.
所以我想我们听神的话也是一样。
So there's the same way when we listen to God.
如果我们听了神的话
if we heard what He's spoken to us,
我们的人生才不会迷失。
Then our life would not be a loss.
我们的人生才不会没有方向。
Then our life would not be without direction.
我们的人生才会更有意义和价值。
Then our life will be more meaningful and valuable.
那如果神的话是这么重要的话
，If God's word is so important,
那我们怎么样才能够听到呢
？Then how can we listen to Him?
我记得去年年底的时候，我们大家都知道，在 Martin Place 发生那个人质的那个危机。
We knew that last year at the end of the year.There was that hostage drama in Martin Place.
那个，当我同事告诉我以后，我就赶紧打电话给告诉告诉我亲人。
When I heard about that, I quickly rang my relative.
他说我怎么不知道啊？他说。
And he said, "How come I did not know about it?"
我说你赶紧，你要么上网，要么打开电视，一定有的。
I say to him, "Go on the television or turn on the internet. You will know the news."
而且我们知道说那天 Channel 9一直在那边现场直播那个人质危机。
And we know that Channel 9 has been reporting in live the whole situation.
所以就像你要了解人质危机的时候，你一定要去看，你一定要去看 Channel 9.
So if you want to know about the hostage situation, you turn on Channel 9.
所以我想我们听神的话也是一样。
So in the same way, when we listen to God's word,
我们听神的话，我们也需要有一些的管道，有一个频道。
So when we listen to God, we also need to turn on the right channel to listen to Him.
就像你听收音机，如果你要听2GB 或者是 ABC， 你就要炫到那个频道。
So like turning on the radio, if you want to listen to 2GB or ABC, you need to turn to the right frequencies.
你转到那个频道，你才能够听见 他那个主持人所说的。
Only when turned to the right frequency can you receive the right program.
那到底神通过什么样的频道跟我们说话？
So how can what frequency or what channel does God speak to us today?
那我们怎么样才能够听到神的声音呢？
How can we hear God's voice?
那我想其中第一个频道。
I believe that the first channel is this.
就是借着神所创造的万物。
Through the creation that God has created.
在罗马书第一章二十节的里面。
In Romans chapter 1 verse 20 it says.
罗马书第一章二十节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 20.
自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
Romans chapter 1 verse 20. That for since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse.
在诗篇的十九篇。
In Psalm 19.
诗篇十九篇第一节和第四节也讲到神的创造。
Psalm 19 verse 1 and verse 4 also talk about God's creation.
诗篇第一节到第四十九篇第一节到第四节，诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。这日到那日发出言语，这夜到那夜传出知识，无言无语也无声音可听。他的量代通遍天下，他的言语传到地极。
Psalm 19 verse 1 to 4, the heavens declare the glory of God.And the firmament show his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There's no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tabernacle for the sun.
那我们怎么知道有一位神呢？
How do we know there is a God?
当你看到神所创造的这么浩瀚的宇宙的时候，
When you look at that broad universe that God has created,
当你看到神创造这么奇妙的大自然的时候，
And what an amazing nature that he has created,
你怎么能不惊叹神的伟大？
How can you but be amazed and say God is great?
我记得以前江弟兄他讲过一个见证。
I remember many years ago, Brother Kong has shared his testimony.
他讲到说以前有一个人他 去爬泰山。
He said, a long time ago, there was a man who climbed the Thai Mountain.
在泰山是中国的第一大名山。
We know that Thai Mountain was a very famous mountain in China.
因为他是个不信神的，所以他在登山之前。
Because he's an unbeliever, so before he climbed the mountain,
他就在一个石头上，他写的说没有神。
So he wrote on the rock, say there is no God.
我想他当他去登泰山的时候
，As he was climbing the mountain，
我想一定是有人跟他在传福音。
Perhaps someone was speaking the gospel to him。
所以当他去登山的时候，他看见神所创造的这么伟大的这样一个自然。
So as he was climbing the mountain, he saw the amazing nature that God has created。
他看见这么雄伟的这个山脉
，such a amazing majestic mountain。
他不得不在那边惊叹神创造的伟大。
He cannot but to be amazed of God's creation。
他不得不承认。一定是有一位神来创造这些。
He cannot but to admit there must be a creator behind all this.
所以当他下山的时候
，So on the way down the mountain，
所以他就跑到他刚才上山之前写的那个石头面前。
He came down to that same rock where he wrote there is no God.
他在前面加了几个字
，And then he added a few more words.
他说：“愚顽人说没有神。
”And he said the fool says in his heart there is no God.
这是诗篇十四篇第一节的话。
There's Psalm 14 verse 1.
有一个笑话，他讲到
，There is a joke that talk about。
说到那个，在美国有一些有几个无神，在美国佛罗里达州有几个无神论者呢，把这个美国政府告上法庭。
And there was a few atheists actually sued the government in Florida。
那他们的理由是，他说基督徒有那么多的节日。
And they were claiming that because Christian has so many holidays,
像什么 Easter 啊 Thanksgiving 啊，还有这个Christmas 啊。
They have Easter, they have Thanksgiving, they have Christmas.
他说我们无神论者一个节日都没有。
And that being an atheist, there's no festival in our honor.
那法官听了一下，他就笑着跟那个告的人说。
And then the judge listened to their complaint and then smiling.Say to them.
他说有啊，你们也有节日啊。
And he said to them, "Yes, you do have some festivals."
他说圣经上说愚顽人说没有神，所以 April Fool 是你们的节日。
And the judge say that the Bible say the fool says in his heart there's no God, so April Fool is your day.
所以我们看见真的，如果我们看见神创造的自然万物的话，
so if we look at the creation of God,
我们就不得不从心里面来惊叹这位神的伟大。
We cannot but to be amazed how great God was.
我想不仅大自然是奇妙的，
not only the nature was amazing.
神所创造的人也是很奇妙。
Even the human being that God created, they are amazing.
就拿我们的这个眼睛来说，
just take our eyes for example.
甚至连达尔文他都承认说眼睛是没有办法进化来的。
And even Darwin confessed that the eye cannot be evolved any further.
我们知道我们现在最新的手机，这个最拍照片最好的是那个分辨率大概是20个 megapixel.
We know that some handphone can take up to 20 megapixels of image.
但是我们知不知道说我们人眼的这个视网膜？
But do you know that our eyes?
这视网膜 retina， 它的面积呢，只不过只有5平方厘米。
The retina can only be about five millimeter.
但是在上面
in width，
在上面却有1.37亿个感光细胞。
And it actually has about 1.37 million.
137 million.
137 million
的感光细胞。
Senses.
所以真的你看见人眼的奇妙。
So you can see how amazing man's eyes are.
而且你可以自动调节，你要看远，你要看近，随时就调过来了。
And you can adjust your eyes instantly, whether you want to look further away or look close.
而且你的瞳孔一看到你喜欢的人，它就会放大。
And the eyeballs, I mean the,
瞳孔。
The pupil.Will immediately become bigger when you saw someone you love.
如果不喜欢的人，他就马上会缩小。
When you saw someone you hate, it will become smaller.
而且你知道说，当我们在晚上你看到那个萤火虫的时候
，At night when we saw the light bulb,
那视网膜它接到这个信号，这个 retina。
The retina when he received the signals.
然后呢，它就会产生一个很微弱的这个电流。
And then it will produce a very small electric current.
然后就传入这个视觉神经的里面。
And that current will then go to the nerves in the mind.
然后这个视觉神经呢，它就每小时，它就以每小时500公里的速度传到你的大脑。
And then it sends signals to your brain about 500 kilometers per hour of speed.
然后大脑呢，马上分析出来，告诉你说，哎，这个是萤火虫。
And then the brain will tell you straight away that it's a light bulb.
然后整个过程你知道多长时间吗？
Do you know how long the whole process is?
从你看到到反应0.002秒。
From seeing the insect until you know what it is, it's only 0.02 seconds.
所以如果我们不相信手机是进化来的。
If we do not believe the handphone was came by evolution,
我想我们也不会相信说我们的人是进化来的。
So we can't believe as well that man can be evolved.
那我想我们第二个我们听见神的频道。
The second channel where we can tune in to listen to God is this.
就是我们手上的这本圣经。
That is the Bible that is in our hands.
前不久我看见 Tiana 她在那边。一直在找一些 Romeo和 Juliet 的资料。
And there was one time Tiana was looking for information related to Romeo and Juliet.
甚至上网去找那些影片来看。
So he went online to try to look for movies on them.
我在想他是不是 fall in love?
I was thinking, did Tiana fall in love?
对，最后他才告诉我说，是因为他们学校那个老师要叫他们让他们来了解这个 Shakespeare。
Actually, it was their teacher who asked them in order to understand Shakespeare.
所以要给他们布置这个让他们去看 Shakespeare 写的这个 Romeo and Juliet, 让他们做一些作业。
And so they want them to study Romeo and Juliet as an assignment to understand more about Shakespeare's writing.
所以如果我们要了解一位作家的话，
So if you want to understand the work of an author,
我们一定会去看他所写的书。
We must go and look at the books that he written.
所以如果我们要了解我们这位神的话，
But if you want to understand God,
我们如果要了解他到底对我们说了些什么话，
If you want to know what he has spoken to us,
那我们到哪里去找呢？
Then where can we find it?
我想我们感谢主他给我们这位圣经。
We thank God that he has given us a Bible.
如果没有圣经，
Without the Bible,
我们就不知道神他到底是一个什么样的神。
Then we will not know what sort of God he is.
我们也不知道神他到底对我们说了一些什么话。
And we will not know what he has spoken to us.
在提摩太后书三章十六节的里面，有一节大家都很熟悉的经文。
In 2 Timothy 3:16, I believe there's one verse that many people are familiar with.
三章十六节，提摩太后书。圣经都是神所默示的，与教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
All scripture is given by inspiration of God, or God breathed, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
所以我们知道圣经都是神所说的话。
So we know that all scripture was spoken by God.
那神写这本圣经的目的是什么呢？
So what is the purpose of God written this book to us?
就是为了教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义。
That he may, indoctrinate us, to reprove us, for correcting us, and instructing us in righteousness.
那教训是从正面来教导人。
Is actually positively teaching us,
使人能够明白神和神的心意。
That we may know God and His heart desire.
那督责呢，是从反面在这里责备人。
And then rebuke, of course, is in a negative way, correcting a person.
使我们能够明白是非。
That we may understand the right and wrong.
那使人归正是讲到神要把我们引到一条正路的上面。
And for correction means that we're leading us to the right path.
那世界上告诉我们说，条条大路都通罗马。
The world says to us that every road leads to Rome.
但是圣经上却告诉我们说，天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
But the Bible says to us there's no other name given in heaven or on earth that by which we can be saved.
这个名是什么名呢？
What name is that?
主耶稣说，我就是道路，我就是真理和生命。
And the Lord Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
所以如果我们不靠着主，不借着主，我们就不能到父的面前。
Unless by the Lord Jesus Christ, we cannot go to the presence of the Father.
所以主是要借着圣经把我们引到他自己那条正路的上面。
So through the Bible, the Lord wants to lead us to the right way, to the right path to God.
那教导人学义也是一样。
And teaching people to learn how to be a medical,
那学义 righteousness.
Ah, okay. Sorry. The teaching for instruction in righteousness is the same way.
因为神在圣经的里面告诉我们基督徒生活的标准、生活的原则。
Because Bible show us the standard how Christians should live their life.
让我们每天都能够活在讨神喜悦的生活里。
That each day we may live a life pleasing to God.
那刚才我们读到说，圣经也是神所默示的。
And it also says that the Bible was inspired by God.
默示讲到说是神呼出来的气。
It's basically the words that God breathed out.
所以圣经不是人的话。
So the Bible is not man's word.
而是圣灵在感动那些圣经的作者在那边记下圣灵对他们所说的话。
But it was the prophets inspired by God, and they written down the words that God wants us to know.
是在神的默示底下写出来的。
And it was being inspired by God and written under the inspiration of God.
所以圣经真正的作者乃是圣灵。
So in the sense that the true author of the Bible was the Holy Spirit.
如果圣经真正的作者是神的话。
If the true author of the Bible is God.
那圣经所教导的真理就是准确无误的。
Then everything that was taught by the Bible is correct.
现在的教育常常告诉我们不要把事情看得很绝对。
Today, the modern education says to us that cannot be absolute about everything.
什么事情呢？其实都有它的相对性。
Everything there is the right side and the wrong side.
没有什么是绝对的对或者绝对的错的。
There is no such thing as absolute truth or absolute wrong or right or thing that is right.
所以现在呢，同性恋呢，大家也接受了。
So today they can accept the gay people.
然后呢， Tattoo 呢，全身都是。
And you can tattoo the whole body if you like to.
我们以前有一个老板，他的儿子身上在大腿上就刻了一个 tattoo.
And I once had a boss that he has a son that has a tattoo on his legs.
他上面写着说 ，No one can judge me.
And tattoo says that no one can judge me.
是不是他因为写了一个 No one can judge me， 就真的没有人能够审判他呢
？Can no one judge him just because he has that word tattoo on his leg？
那谁可以审判我们呢
？Who can judge us？
我想真的，如果我们没有一个绝对的标准
，If there is no absolute truth，
我们就没有一个审判的依据。
Then there is no ground for judgment。
所以神把他的话记在圣经的里面。
So God has given us His word。
在末日的时候，神要借着他的话来审判人。
On the last day, God will judge us by His word.
如果这个标准是从人来的
，If this standard is from man,
那也许我们还有这个争辩的余地。
Maybe there's way that we can still argue against.
但是如果这个标准是从神而来的
，But if this standard is from God,
它就是一个绝对的标准。
Then it has to be an absolute standard.
一个绝对的标准，神才能够来审判我们。
Then by the absolute standard, God can judge us.
正是因为圣经是神的话。
Because the Bible is God's word,
所以他的话里面就带着能力。
So His word came with power.
这个能力不仅仅是审判的能力。
And this power is not just for judgment.
这个能力也是爱的能力，也是改变人的能力。
This power also is a power of love, power of transformation.
那有一个研究进化论的人。
There was a man who studied evolution.
他呢，他有一次他想要去收集一些进化论的资料。
One day he was collecting information regarding evolution.
他听说在非洲的食人族的里面，现在那些人已经都不吃人了。
And he found out that in Africa there was a savage group of people who used to be cannibals, now no longer cannibals.
所以他觉得这是一个很好的一个证据，所以他就跑到那个食人族部落，他去了解。
So he felt that there is a very good evidence for evolution, so he went to visit that village.
然后他去的时候
，And when he gone to that place,
他发现一个土著人坐在自己家门口，在那里拿一本书在看。
And he saw one of the natives was sitting in front of his house reading a book.
他跑过去看，看到他在看圣经。
And he went over to see what he was reading, and he found that he was reading a Bible.
他就跟他说，他说你还看这个书？他说这个书在我们那边早就已经过时，没有人看了。
And he said to the native, he said, "Why are you reading this book? This is out of fashion. This is old fashion. Nobody in our society read this anymore."
那个土著人就站起来，眼睛就盯着他。
And the native stood up and then stared at him and said,
盯着他有一点，他越看他心里就越害怕。
And the more he stared at him, the more this evolutionist was frightened.
他觉得他是不是老毛病又犯了，要来吃人了。
And he was scared that perhaps this native, his old habit came back, he might kill him for food.
他正要转身要逃跑的时候。
So as he was about to run away,
然后那个土著人跟他说。
And the native said to him,
他说如果不是这本书。
If it's not this book,
他说你早就在我肚子里了。
Then you are already in my tummy.
所以，我们看见不是人能够改变人。
So it is not man who can change man.
而是神的话在那里改变人。
But it was God's word who is changing man.
那我想很多人都知道John Wesley.
And everyone, most people know about John Wesley.
那 John Wesley 他是卫理公会的创始人。
We knew that John Wesley was the founder of the Methodists.
那他呢？他是生长在一个基督徒的家庭。
He was born in a Christian family.
那他年轻的时候，他就对主很有热心，他甚至呢去跑去当牧师。
When he was young, he was jealous for God. He wanted to be even a pastor for God.
而且他，但是呢，他对自己的得救呢确实没有把握。
But he has no confidence in his salvation.
那后来呢，他就有一个机会，他就跑到美国去向印第安人传福音。
And that one day he has an opportunity to travel to America. To share the gospel with the Indians.
在去美国的那个船上。
On the way to America,
那有几个摩拉维亚的弟兄让他非常的感动。
He saw a few Moravian brethren that really moved his heart.
因为在那个船上呢，在中间的时候就发生了那个危险风暴。
Because on the journey, the voyage, there was a huge storm.
那很多人都在那边惊慌失措。
Many people were frightened and they were being or was acting as if they are lost.
然后他，但是他却发现这几个摩拉维亚的弟兄呢，他们在那里非常的镇静，他们在为大家祷告，在那里帮助那些惊慌失措的人。
And we found he found the Moravians. They are very calm and very good at helping others who are lost and also praying all the time.
那他到了美国的时候，有一个摩拉维亚的一个传教士去迎接他。
And when he reached America, there was a Moravian, a brethren, receive him.
那个传教士就问他。
And this Moravian missionary said to him,
他说神的灵与你的心是否一起同证，你是神的儿女呢？
He said, it's the Spirit of God witness with your spirit that you are a child of God.
他听了以后，他不知道怎么回答。
After he listened to it, he not sure how to answer.
然后那个宣教士又问他。
Then the missionary asked him,
他说你认识耶稣基督吗？
He said, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ?
他迟疑了一下。
And he hesitant.
然后他回答说，他说我知道他是世界的救主。
And John Wesley said, I know that he is the savior of the world.
那个宣教士继续问他。
And then the missionary continued to ask him.
他说，但是你知不知道他已经拯救了你呢？
And then do you know that he has already saved you?
他又呆住了，他不知道怎么样回答。
Then again he was puzzled and he not sure how to answer him.
他最后他回答说，他说我希望他是为救赎我而死的。
Then he said, I hope he is my savior and he has died for me.
那他在他自己的日记里面记下了这一段的对话。
And then he recorded this conversation in his diary.
因为他说那个时候他真的对救恩没有把握。
He said that at that time he has no confidence in his salvation.
而且在他的里面没有从神而来的平安。
He do not have the peace that was from God.
那一年以后他就回到英国。
And a year later, he went back to America, to England.
而且他在美国的这个宣教非常的失败。
And his missionary endeavor in America was a failure.
他回到英国以后，他就真的在那边祷告，求主能够把救恩的确据给他。
He went back to England and he is praying earnestly for God to show him salvation.
那有一天呢，他就读到彼得后书第一章第四节。
One day he was reading 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 4.
那彼得后书第一章四节里面讲，因此他已将又极大又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
And that he says that he has given us a new and living hope, and that we may be saved from the corruption of the world, then be partaker of God's divine nature.
他心里在那里想，他多么希望神的这个应许在他的身上能够实现。
And he was hoping that God's promise can truly be fulfilled in his life.
那天晚上他就去参加一个摩拉维亚弟兄的一个聚会。
So that night he was able to participate in a mission in a meeting held by the Moravian brethren.
当他去的时候，正好有个弟兄在那里读马丁路德的罗马书的序。
And there was a brother who was actually reading. The commentaries by Martin Luther on the book of Romans.
他读到讲到说，因为人借着对神的信。
He said that through man's, through the faith in God.
因为我们对着基督的信心。
And because of the faith towards the Lord Jesus Christ.
神就会在我们心里面带出一个变化。
God will bring about a change in our life.
所以当他听着听着的时候，他的里面感觉到非常的温暖。
So as he listened to it, he felt that his heart was warm.
就在那一天晚上，他突破了他信心的障碍。
That night, he was able to break out from his hesitance in faith.
他全心的在那里信靠基督和他的救恩。
He was able to truly, fully, and trust himself in believing God.
就在那一天晚上，他得着了他得救的确据。
So that night, he has the evidence of salvation.
他从里面，他清楚地知道耶稣基督已经洗净了他一切的罪。
He remembered and he knows that how Jesus has cleansed away his sins.
并且已经拯救他脱离罪和死的律。
And deliver him from the law of sins and death.
那聚会一完以后，他马上就跑到他的弟弟 Charles Wesley 那里。
So after the meeting, he went straight to his brother Charles.
然后他们就一起在那里唱诗，在那里感谢神。
And together they sang hymns and praised God.
那我想我们中间有些人可能跟 John Wesley 一样。
Perhaps some of us have similar experience to John Wesley.
也许我们都是一些遗传的基督徒。
Perhaps we are all Christians by tradition.
我们有很多圣经的知识。
We have many Bible knowledge.
甚至有的人已经开始在服侍主。
Some of you even start to learn to serve God.
但是我们有没有真的听见过主的声音？
But have we ever heard Jesus speaking to us?
我们有没有一个得救的确据？
Have we had the evidence of our salvation?
那什么是得救的确据？
What is the evidence?
在罗马书第十章第十节里面，
Romans chapter 10 verse 10 it says that
他讲到说心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。
He said if you believe in your heart, that is, it can be believed unto righteousness. Confess with your mouth, and you shall be saved.
但是我们很多人，我们只是在头脑里相信。
But many of us is believing in our mind.
我们有得救的知识，但是却没有得救的喜乐。
We have the knowledge for salvation, but we do not have the joy of salvation.
在约翰福音第一章十二节里面，
In John chapter 1 verse 12, it says that
他讲到凡接待他的就是信他名的人，他就赐给他们权柄做神的儿女。
He said, "Those who receive him, those who belong to him, and he give them authority to become children of God."
你不仅需要知道他，你还要来接待他。
Not only you need to know him, you also must receive him.
你有没有把主真的接到你自己的心里呢？
Have you received the Lord Jesus into your heart?
你现在有没有得着神给你那个赦罪的平安呢？
Have you received that peace that God has given you because your sins has been forgiven?
那很多人怕信主以后好像就失去自由了。
Many people were afraid that if they believe in God, that they will lose their freedom.
甚至会像约伯一样整天被神修理。
And or be like, come like Job, that will be treated badly by God each day.
信主以后游戏也不能玩了，不能跟朋友出去 hang out 了。
After you save, you say, "Oh, I can't play my computer games anymore. I can't go out anymore."
他们觉得神的旨意就是让他们做那些他们不愿意、不喜欢做的事情。
They thought God's will is to forbid them to do anything that they like.
神是不是这么喜欢虐待我们呢？
He said, "Our God."
我以前看见一个讲到一个比喻。
Not long ago, I heard a parable.
他讲到说一只鸟被关在那个鸟笼的里面。
That when a bird was captured in and put in the cage,
他关久了以后呢，哎呀，他觉得也挺不错的。
After a while, he felt that that's not bad.
因为饿了呢，也有东西吃。
But when he's hungry, there food be served.
那渴了呢，也有东西，也有水喝。
If I was thirsty, there'll be water.
那无聊的时候呢，他可以站在鸟笼那个树枝上，在那边唱歌，在那边在那活动一下。
When she feel bored, he can stand on the bar on the cage to sing.
那有一天有一个人过来把这个鸟笼的门打开。
And so one day one person came and opened up the door to the cage.
那想要把这个鸟放出去。
The man wanted to release the cage into the wall.
但是这个鸟他不想出去。
But the bird did not want to leave.
他觉得说这个鸟笼里面挺好的。
He felt that the cage is quite good for her.
他说：“如果我出去以后，我哪里有东西吃呢？”
He said, "If I leave, where can I find food?"
他说：“我口渴了，我到哪里去喝呢？”
When I'm thirsty, where can I find water?
他说：“外面有树枝，可以让我在上面跳一跳。无聊的时候，可以让我在上面玩吗？”
He said, "There are other trees that would there be any trees that I can stand and jump around and sing?"
我想很多时候我们跟那只鸟一样。
Sometimes we are like that bird.
真的，神来是为了要释放我。
God came to release, to free us.
神来是要把这个属天的自由给我们。
God wants to give us His heavenly freedom.
但是我们在意的呢，都是鸟笼里面的那些东西。
But yet we are contented with the comfort that we can have in the cage.
所以盼望神真的打开我们的眼睛。
May God open our eyes.
让我们看见，我们信主不是把我们又带到另外一个捆绑的里面。
And that believing in God does not mean that we put ourselves into bondage.
而是神要把他那个属天的平安和自由给我们。
But God wants to give us the heavenly peace and joy and peace and yeah.
那第三个我们能够听到主的声音的频道。
The third channel that we can listen to God is this.
是讲到恩膏的教训。
That is the teaching of the anointing.
在约翰一书第二章二十七节里面。
In John chapter 1 verse chapter 1 verse 27 it says
约翰一书第二节第二章二十七节
sorry chapter 2 verse 17 it says
27 verse 27
verse 27
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里并不用人教训你们只有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们这恩膏是真的不是假的你们要按着恩膏的教训住在主里面
First John chapter 2 verse 27 But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you, but the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not alive, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him.
那什么是恩膏的教训?
So what is that teaching of the anointing?
恩膏的教训就是圣灵在里面对我们说话。
The teaching anointing is the Holy Spirit speaking to us in our heart.
就是圣灵在我们里面给我们的带领。
That the Holy Spirit is leading us, guiding us.
那有时候圣灵是借着圣经向我们说话。
Sometimes the Holy Spirit will speak to us through the Bible.
有时候圣灵是借着一个感动，借着一个提醒。
Sometimes the Holy Spirit speak to us through because they are moved.
有时候圣灵是借着放在我们里面那个平安的感觉来带领你。
Sometimes God, the Holy Spirit speak to us through the peace that He has given us.
所以我们感谢主，神不仅把圣经给我们，他还把圣灵给我们。
So we thank God not only He given us the Holy Bible, He also given us the Holy Spirit to guide us.
如果我们愿意顺服恩膏在每一件事情上带领的话。
So if you are willing to listen to that teaching, the anointing in all things,
我们就能够听见主的声音，我们也知道如何走主的道路。
Then we can hear God's voice, then we know how to walk His way.
那有人以为听见圣灵的声音，是不是好像你祷告的时候就有声音跟你说话？
Some people say, listen to the Holy Spirit, does it mean that when I pray, I can hear the Holy Spirit speaking to my ears?
或者你做一个异梦，然后天使在那边跟你讲话。
Or you can have a vision of a dream that the angels appears to you and speaking to you.
我不是说没有这种可能。
I'm not saying there's no such possibility.
但是我们看见更多的时候，神是借着另外的方式向我们说话。
But we know that God in many other ways can speak to us.
那我们都知道以利亚的故事。
We know the story of Elijah.
我们知道以利亚他在加密山他有了一次很大的得胜。
We know that when Elijah has a great victory over the Baal priests, the priests on the mountain Horeb.
他杀了巴利的先知。
And then he was able to kill the Baal's priests.
他有行神迹让雨从天降下。
And he also performed miracles so that rain may come.
但是我们看见亚哈王不但没有悔改。
But Ahab did not repent.
但甚至呢，耶洗别发誓要杀他。
And Jezebel had make up oath that she must kill this prophet Elijah.
所以以利亚那时候他也害怕。
So Elijah became frightened.
所以他就一直逃，一直逃，逃到加密山。
So he was afraid and he ran and hide in the mountain.
他在那个他逃到那个河烈山。
He went to Mount Horeb.
然后他躲在那个山洞的里面。
And he was hiding in the cave.
然后神就叫他出来，要对他说话。
And God asked him to come out to speak to him.
当他出来的时候
，When he came out,
有一阵的狂风从他面前刮过。
There was a strong storm passed him.
他以为神要借着狂风对他说话。
He thought that God would speak to him in the storm.
结果没有。
No.
结果呢？从狂风过去以后，然后就地震。
And then there was an earthquake.
神也不在其中。
And God was not in the earthquake.
地震过后呢，就是一团的烈火。
And there was a big fire.
那神也不在那个火中。
And God was not in the fire.
直到火过去以后。
And after the fire passed by.
然后就一个微小的声音来对以利亚说话。
Then there was that still small voice speaking to Elijah.
让他去膏以利沙，让他去膏耶户。
That he should go and anoint Elisha and go and anoint Jehu.
我们常常像以利亚一样。
So we many times we are like Elijah.
我们觉得神跟我们说话的时候一定是很戏剧性的。
We thought God will speak to us and it will have to be very dramatic.
但是很多的时候神对我们说话是在火后那微小的声音。
But God will speak to us after the fire, after the earthquake, and through that still small voice.
是圣灵对我们的一个提醒。
It is a reminder to us from the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵放在我们里面。一个平安的感觉。
And that is that peace that the Holy Spirit is putting into our hearts.
所以我们不是在这边好像想要听见那个很超自然的这种声音。
So we are not listening to that supernatural voice.
而是我们学习在每一件的小事上，我们经历圣灵给我们的带领。
But we are learning to trust in the guidance of the Holy Spirit in small things.
我们在每天最小的事上，我们来经历圣灵在我们身上的改变。
That in the smallest matter, let us learn to listen to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们学习在最小的事情上，我们来顺服神，我们来学习十字架的功课。
That we may learn to be obedient to God, to learn the lessons of the cross.
那最后我讲到说，为什么我们常常听不到神的声音。
Lastly, I must touch on why we do not listen to God, why we can't hear God.
那第一个就是世界的声音太多。
Firstly, the noise of the world is too great.
就像我们，我不知道大家有没有看过这个我们那个青年营的海报。
I'm not sure whether you have read the poster for the camp.
啊，当你好像在那有个人要听主声音的时候。
When a person wants to listen to God's voice,
就很多的干扰就来了。
There are many troubles, many disturbances will come.
Facebook, Twitter, 还有
Facebook, Twitter, WeChat.
让我们没有时间来认识主，来亲近主。
That way, there's no way we can listen to God.
撒旦有一个诡计。
Satan has this trick.
那就是要用很多世界上的东西来吸引我们，来诱惑我们。
He wants to use the things of the world to distract us.
让你一直很忙，一直很忙，忙得没有时间，没有精力，也没有兴趣来到主的事情上。
That you'll be so busy with those things that you do not have time or even the desire to draw near to God.
约翰一书第二章第十五节里面讲到说，不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱主的心就不在他的里面。
First John chapter 2 says that if do not love the world and everything that is in the world, if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father would not be with him.
当我们被世界所吸引的时候，
When we are being attracted by the world,
我们的心就不会想要来听主的声音。
And then our heart will not want to listen to God.
世界能不能满足我们的心呢？
Can the world satisfy our heart?
我想我们都有经验。
I believe we all have the experience.
世界没有办法来满足我们的心。
The world cannot satisfy our hearts.
除非主充满在我们的心。
Unless God fills our hearts.
那有一个妈妈，她看到她的孩子一直在那边打手机。
There was a mother who saw her son always playing with the handphone.
然后她就告诉她说放下来，她说赶紧出去活动活动。
He said, put it down and let's go out and do some activities.
她说我现在正在活动。
And the son said, I'm doing activities.
他说你活动什么呢？
Why are you activate?
他说我在活动我的大拇指。
I'm activate my thumbs.
所以现在你看很多孩子，他们这个大拇指很发达。
So today many children they have very developed thumbs.
因为这个他们要发 text message， 要在那边在打游戏。
Because they can send text messages, they can play games with their thumbs.
所以主耶稣告诉我们。
So the Lord Jesus said to us.
他说清心的人有福了。
He said, those blessed are those who are pure in heart.
因为他们必能见神。
For they shall see God.
那什么是清心的人呢？
What is the person who is pure in heart?
就是单纯的人。
There is people who are simple.
他只有一个追求，他只有一个爱慕。
They have only one desire, one longing.
那就是主的自己。
That is to seek after God.
就像保罗说，他只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆。
Just like Paul said that there's only one thing I seek after, that is forgetting the past, stretching before me to the goal that is before me.
那第二个是我们没有办法听到主的声音。
We cannot hear God as well because
因为是我们的自爱。
Because we love ourselves too much.
那在英文的里面，这个自爱讲到自恋，有一个单词叫 narcissism。
There's a word called narcissism in English language.
你知道这个词怎么来的吗？
Where does that word come from?
他讲到说，希腊神话里面有一个年轻人叫 Narcissus.
And actually, in the Greek mythology, there's a character called Narcissus.
他长得非常的英俊。
He looked very handsome.
那很多的女孩子都去追求他。
Many women want to go after him.
但是呢，他一个都看不上。
But he did not like any of them.
那有一天呢，他就来到水边。
One day he came before the water.
他一下子看见自己的这个影子。
He saw his reflection in the water.
他就被自己迷住了。
And he fell in love with himself.
然后他就没有，他也不吃饭，他也茶饭不思，他就整天就在水边对着自己的影子。
So he would not eat or drink. He just look at himself. So and love himself.
最后呢，他就掉到水里，他就淹死了。
And later on, he fell into the water and he drowned.
所以什么叫 narcissism？
What is narcissism?
我想用我们现在的话来说，我们都有一个这个动作，经常拿着手机，叫 selfie, take selfie.
Many of us love that selfies because we love ourselves. We love how we look.
虽然我们觉得这个神话很可笑。
We thought that myth is so insane.
但是我们有没有觉得说我们常常这个动作也很可笑。
Do we feel that it's quite insane as well to take selfies all the time?
很多人他不仅照完了以后，还在 photoshopping 一下，然后把自己这个 pimple 去掉，然后脸拉长一点，变得更漂亮。
Some people even do a bit of extra work to change the way they look in Photoshop and try to make themselves look prettier and then put on the Facebook.
所以你看到这是这个时代的特征。
This is our world today.
因为我们从小就被教育说我们要肯定自己，我们要在那边相信自己。
Because we've been taught that we need to be have confidence in ourselves, we need to believe in ourselves.
所以有人说这个时代是以自我为中心的时代。
So this is a world today, a generation that focus on themselves.
叫 me generation.
It's a me generation.
而且去年我记得家庭聚会的时候，家庭特会的时候，英文组有上去表演一个节目。
I remember the English group went up on stage in December's conference to perform an item.
然后他们是一开始只知道 me me me.
Everything they say is me me me.
后来才知道还有 him him him.
And later on they found out there's him him him.
所以当我们在那边只是看自己的时候。我们就不能够听见神的声音。
If we only look at ourselves, if we only focus on ourselves, we cannot hear God.
到底我们人活着是为什么？
What is our life for?
是为了满足我们自己的需要吗？
Is our life to satisfy our wants?
是为了我今生能够过得更好吗？
Is our life so that I will live a better life, a more comfortable life?
如果我们活着只是为了自己的话，
If we live just for ourselves,
我们就失去了神创造我们的目的。
Then we lost that purpose that God created us.
那神造我们的目的是什么呢？
What is the purpose God created us?
在以赛亚书43章第七节里面。
In Isaiah,
43章第七节。
Chapter 43, verse 7, it says.
他讲到凡称为我名下的人。
It says, anyone who call me,
是我为自己的荣耀创造的。
Anyone that are created by my glory,
是我所造成所造作的。
Anyone that I created and made,
神造人不是为了人自己的享受。
And we are created by God, not for our own enjoyment.
是为了神的荣耀。
It's but for God's glory.
为了让我们能够在地上为神做一个荣耀的见证。
That we can be a glorious testimony for God in this world.
所以这个是神创造人的目的。
This is the purpose God created man.
所以当我们把眼目注目到神身上的时候，
So when we focus our eyes on God,
我们就能够听见神的声音。
Then we can hear God speaking to us.
最后一个。
Lastly,
我讲到说为什么我们听不见。
Why we cannot hear God?
是因为有时候神跟我们说话了，但是我们没有顺服。
It's that when God speaks to us and we did not obey Him.
所以神就不继续对我们说话。
And then God will stop speaking to us.
我们的神是喜欢说话的神。
Our God is a God who loves to speak.
但是如果我们听见他的话而不顺服的话，
But if we listen to Him and not obeying Him,
神就不再说话，直到我们顺服。
Then God will not speak to us until we learn the lesson of obedience.
神的话不是让我们用来参考的。
God's word is not a reference to us.
神的话是让我们要来遵守，让我们来顺服的。
God's word is for us to obey and to follow.
在约翰福音十四章二十一节里面。
John chapter 14 verse 21 it says.
讲到说有了我的命令有遵守的，这人是爱我的。
Those who have my commandment and do them, these are the people who love me.
爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
Those who love me, my Father will love him as well, and he will appear to him.
爱主的人有一个表现。
So those who love the Lord will have this expression.
就是他们喜欢来遵行神的命令。
That they love to obey God's word.
主也愿意一直地向他们显现。
And God is willing to speak to them and to appear to them.
所以我们都应该在主的面前好好的思想一下。
So let us all think and how we should listen to him.
到底是什么东西拦阻了我？
What are the things that frustrated us?
到底是什么东西让我们听不见主的声音？
What causes us not able to hear God's voice?
我想刚才我们放的那个录像。
Just now we show you that video recording.
那些在 Washington DC 火车站里面的经过的人。
Those people who walk past Washington D.C. subway,
他们错过的顶多只不过是一个音乐家的一个演奏和表演。
What they had missed was just a musician's performance.
但是如果你今天不留心的话，
But if you today miss what and do not pay attention to this,
如果你没有听见主的声音的话，
If you do not hear God's voice speaking to you,
你错过的不仅仅是你今生的满足和喜乐，
Not only you have missed the opportunity of a satisfied life.
你错过的更是在永恒里面的奖赏和归宿。
You may have missed the home and also the rewards in heaven.
盼我们这三天我们真的来到主的面前。
May these 3 days we will be able to come to the presence of God.
我们在主面前我们都有一个心志。
That we have this desire.
我们在主面前我们都有只有一个祷告。
That we have this prayer.
那就是主，我要来听你的声音。
That is Lord, I want to listen to you.
我要来亲自的在这里来遇见你。
I want to personally meet you here.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
所以说我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
主，真的我们在你面前，主，我们愿意求你来开启我们的心。
May you open up our hearts.
让我们看见你自己的宝贵。
That we can see how precious you are.
主，让我们看见主你创造我们的价值和目的。
That we can see the purpose and the value you created us with.
让我们真的知道主，我们能够得着你是我们今生最大的喜乐和满足。
That we may know that receiving you is the greatest things in our life.
主，我们也为着这三天，主，我们交在你的手中。
So for these 3 days, we commit that to your hands.
求你真的对每一个弟兄姊妹的心说话。
May you speak to the hearts of every brothers and sisters.
让我们真的能够来到这里，主，我们不是在这里浪费时间。
That we will not come here and waste our time here.
我们只有一个心愿，我们也只有一个祷告。
We only have one desire and one prayer.
我们就是要来听你自己的声音，我们就是要来遇见你。
We want to hear your voice. We want to meet you here.
主，我们把一切的感谢赞美都归给你。
We give you all the thanks and praise.
奉主耶稣的。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.